gente, take a moment to subscribe to Cafecito Break, to tell your familia que nosotros estamos aquí presentes.
Don't get the vaccine, you can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine, you don't show it, can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine, can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine, can't come here. No shirt, no shoes, no service.
I want to be straight with you. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. I repeat, there will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashion. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
A vaccine on its own will not end the pandemic.
So if people go out and vote for Eric Adams, you're just getting four more years of Bill de Blasio. Why is it only black and white? Think about that.
This is true that we are not Nazis, we're not white supremacists, and not...
You're not a white supremacist?
No!
Come on.
Hong Kong.
We will not comply.
Why is it only black and white? Think about that. You're going to be the new majority. So Latinos, my advice, stop fighting one another. Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Central Americans, stop fighting one another. Coalesce your power, and you will be the shot callers in New York City. You deserve it. But if you fight one another, guess what? People like me benefit. Whites, blacks, Asians, don't fight amongst one another. It's your turn. It's your turn to rule the city.
Is everyone's goal is going to be just to be the same, think the same, live the same, dress the same, you know, feel the same? Like, since when has that been a good thing?
This is Trump Biden. Trump is my president.
Se la robaron, se la robaron.
Now this is the era in which we're living in, the true story of fake news.
with me in these streets. I don't want nobody fucking with me in these streets. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this.
Tremendo Butcher, mi gente. Bienvenidos, bienvenidos. Welcome to Cafecito Break. I'm one of the Perez sisters, Ra. Mi gente, before we continue, make some noise on social media. This is my very, very first show live on Getter. So allow me to introduce myself and my beautiful familia of Cafecito Break. As I mentioned, I'm one of the Perez sisters. My sister's name is Alex, and we also have a co-host producer, Ruthie Gutin, from Plano, Texas. Actually, I think she just moved, so she's in Texas. We are from Brooklyn, and we've been a community wellness activist, independent media platform, event platform since 2011. We've been producing independent content and events since 2012. Weppa. And our very first live radio show was called Are You Hearing the Wild Woman Call? And it was really a invitation to my sisters, our sisters. Were they tuning into their intuition and moving from that place and trying to create a better world from that place inside? And then, you know, the more you are doing this, and for those of us who are serious about showing up in this crap, the more you're integrating information, learning about the world. You know, it was hard for us to stay and just focus on covering what felt to us what we wanted to really focus on, which was maybe that journey within the hero's journey, having a strong connection of faith, why we believe and still do. Our messages really haven't changed too much, but the information that we share and how we've integrated that information over the years, some of it has. Why? Hopefully with more information that one gets, you are able to hopefully make informed decisions. So, mi gente, please make some noise on social media. We are very censored, shadow banned. Instagram took us down 9 times before the New York City mayor's election in a span of like not even 2 months. And what was going on? We were actively interviewing and covering the local elections. And we were also questioning the COVID narrative and the mandates and the masking and all that. Shout out to the New York Freedom Rally, who is one of our partners in this plight. You know, we are representing the New York Freedom Rally. Not us as Cafecito Break, but I mean, like, we are representing the New York Freedom Fighters. That's what I meant to say. And there is a bunch of us out here in New York, not as much as we would like to have, but an active group that has been raising awareness in different ways and forms. And before we go in, because this is my first show, please, mi gente, this is my first time on Getter. I'd like to also say thank you to our friends from the NFSC. Thank you so much. It was so amazing and beautiful to meet our brothers and sisters from the NFSC, and also to meet people that were so life-giving and are so currently instrumental in this freedom fight, in this raising awareness for medical freedom, raising awareness and questioning the narratives of the censorship, and trying our best to unite. So here we are, the Perez sisters. We're somewhere in the middle of all this. We come from New York City, as I mentioned before, and most of our
entire community of not has always been the Democrat liberal and sort of going into this journey where we're presenting information. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the more information you present, the more hopefully you're integrating stuff. And back in those days when I was doing some community organizing, community relations in the hood of Brooklyn, that's when I kind of started to see for myself firsthand what was working, what wasn't working. What I didn't realize, what I know now, what I didn't realize then is that I was witnessing the wokeism, some of the progressive socialism. I was witnessing some of the victimology. I was witnessing the beginning push for or the roots, right? The foundation that was being laid out for this LGBTQ curriculum that had been introduced to the schools. I was witnessing this kaleidoscope of messages and going to events and seeing people constantly push climate change and climate justice and defending immigration and protecting everyone except us here in America. And this is kind of what started giving me pause, because through the community organizing and efforts, and you know, my sister and I, we always like to say that we and tell people that we are community girls. We were raised around community, and like it's, we do not know what it's like not to sort of like play with community and try to, even if you're creating social efforts, right? Like Black association parties where people are talking about what's happening in the hood, but also getting the community together, and also local elected efforts. These are all things that make up the foundation of the Perez sisters, make up the foundation of Cafecito Break, as well as a deep rooted faith, a strong connection to God, which we think is one of the key tools to navigate these very tough days that we are living in. So let's start the right way. Right now, my intention here today is really just to introduce myself, and hopefully you guys can hear me, and hopefully you'll like this Cafecito Break. We will try to create more content and connect with our new family in Getter. So let's start. As I share with you some of these videos, my intention is also to share with you some of the family members that my sister and I have connected here in New York. So to begin, I want to share a little video that Cafecito Break recorded a few months ago. It was hosted by Mark4NY and put on by an artist, Christian artist friend, DVS 7.0. So in this picture, if you're watching online, he went viral. This is a retired fire FDNY captain who said no to the mandates, and he is still, I spoke to him yesterday. Today's 1/11/23, and yesterday we briefly spoke in Albany. We were all up there for a yet another protest in Albany, raising awareness, and he still hasn't gotten his job back. This is tremendo buche, despite the fact that a judge ordered that people get the fired workers get their hired, their jobs back. It's not happening. I wonder why. In the middle, it's independent artist Jimmy Levy, who walked away from the mainstream industry. And really, we've done a couple of interviews with him, and he is just all love. And his messages are really all love. And we really need more kindness. And in this moment of great division in all parties and all sides and all relationships. So here we are, Cafecito Break, the Perez sisters, inviting you to, let's start the conversation. We're somewhere here in the middle where we've left the Democratic Party. We are exploring, dipping our little toes into the Republican Party, but they have to earn our vote. So here we are somewhere in the middle. Will there be a home, a casa, with the Republicanos? We don't know, because there's tremendo bullshit on all sides. But before we keep diving in more deeply, let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll listen to Jimmy Levy sing the national anthem. Stand by, mi gente.
Together, just like when we were in school in New York City, okay? Back in the day, all right? Put your hands on your hearts. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you. What's up, everybody?
Let's go.
Jimmy!
Yeah!
Epa!
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light we're so proudly we hailed at the twilight that we sleep, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the pave are the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, land of the free and the home of the
Uepa, I love that video. You know, this was one of the things that started waking us up in New York City. That was the rhetoric, the divisive rhetoric that was coming. Well, we were sensing, of course, since we are in New York City, from some of our friends who are activists and are in media and also in politics. And it's been extremely disheartening that people that have inspired me in my activism and maybe political leanings have missed the ball entirely when it comes to our rights and sovereignty and my body, my choice. There seems to be a great hypocrisy on many, many fronts. It's disheartening. We've lost a lot of businesses. My sister and I had a small shop for 9 years in Brooklyn. We closed last August. The mandates definitely played a major factor in the fact that we closed. And it was disheartening for us because one of the main things that we were doing in our efforts in our small business is that we were holding space to listen to people, and we were also helping and being supportive with mental wellness, also mind wellness. Well, I guess it's kind of the same thing, mental mind wellness, but also like fortifying simple examples of trying to live a better life and also recognizing your blessings. We've been having a difficult time as a global human family. What are we going to do with these moments? Right now, I just want to kind of celebrate that we, I love this meme of Pelosi being, flown out by Miss Lady Liberty with a face diaper. Why has some things like mask mandates and the COVID vaccine, why have those things become so politicized? They've become so politicized that someone like me, who's a Latina from Brooklyn, when I try to bring these conversations up within some of my peers, I am either called a white supremacist, which obviously I'm not, so it doesn't even make sense, and or a Trumpster. It's these little tactics that are juvenile but are also effective in trumping conversation. I had to go there. Describe Joe Biden with one word. I don't know if I could just choose one word. He's full of much tremendo butchip. That's what I think. You know, it's just been crazy. So yesterday we went to Albany with Children's Health Defense and Teachers for Choice. And I want to play a couple of videos next about that journey. So the first video I'm going to play is with Mary Holland, who is from Children's Health Defense. Listen up, mi gente.
We know that our fundamental rights to worship, to speak, to freedom of the press, to freedom of assembly, to go to court, and to bring our grievances to our government, all of those fundamental rights have been taken away from us. And we have been impoverished. We have been made poor. Our businesses were shuttered, and through inflation, there has been a tax on the poor and on all of us. Are we content?
No!
No! We are in a war, and it's not over, but we are gaining momentum.
Yes!
2023, we are winning. Join me. Yes. We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning.
We are winning.
We have not yet won. We are in a David and Goliath struggle, but David wins.
Yes.
And we are David. And we will not stand for the psychopathic, dystopian vision that the World Economic Forum and the billionaires put before us. We will not live in a surveillance state.
Yes.
We will not live with constant poisoning through one way or another. We will win. We will win.
Taking the booster.
Right and left are dropping their shot mandates, their masks, and their testing mandates. The truth is coming out. One in four Americans know somebody that they believe died from a COVID shot. How long can this be sustained?
Yeah, how long are we going to continue to not have this conversation? I'm just tired. I'm fed up of just having this, you know, oh, we don't talk about politics on the table. Oh, we don't talk about pro-choice abortion at the table. Oh, we don't talk about anything that makes us uncomfortable at the table. And because, you know, we've been conditioned not to talk about these serious things like how to make money, how to budget, how to have, you know, intellectual conversations, how to be respectful to differing opinions, how to express yourself without getting so emotionally upset that you start screaming and then nobody is hearing anybody. I digress. This is the last video I'm going to leave you with. I have a lot to share, but I also want to warm up the feed and hopefully entice you a little bit to tune in more often. Stay connected with Cafecito Break. Visit cafecitobreak.org. There you can join our Substack newsletter. You can find a little tab that will connect you to our video platform of choice, which is Rumble. And if it goes well in Getter, we might be more doing hosting live streams here. And also, we invite you to, you know, just subscribe. That way you can be in the know of any upcoming events, read our blogs, get to know who we're connected with. We're really connected to a beautiful movement of freedom-loving people that includes people from all walks of life, from grandpas to students to youngins to small kids to attorneys. I mean, everyone, to people who are always, you know, always doing the activism in the streets, to people who are working on the juror stuff. I mean, we are approaching this from all angles. And the intention is the same. It's for unity, is to raise and be involved in stuff locally. And I know that as a human family, we're having a lot of hard times and facing hardships and maybe feeling like the world is just closing in on us. And I have to say, and I'm going to continue to repeat, that one of the things that have kept us, the people that we're connected to, moving forward in these very tedious days is that we are aligned to a strong faith. We walk with God. God is first in our lives. Family is importantísimo in our lives. Freedom, the freedom of choice. You do you, boo, as long as you're not harming anybody. And we do me over here. So connect with us at cafecitobreak.org and join our Substack. If you want to check our stuff out, I post a lot of stuff on Instagram. It's my go-to Instagram 10.0. We got knocked down 9 times. And Cafecito Break everywhere else. I've been posting on Twitter as well, Rumble, and now I have to add Getter. So thank you so much. I'm going to close with this video, and I hope to be seeing you in a soon-to-be live stream. Thank you, mi gente. Love you.
Show you. I can do it.
with the government. That's the mental bullshit. Ay, Dios mío. So, the politicals are here. Governor Hochul is here. We haven't seen her. I just saw her on TV. Look, these are where the politicals are. I still love New York, but you have to end the mandates. End the mandates. Hire back the fired workers. Back pay. We have to raise awareness for parental rights. No more mandates. Stop the shots.
If we hear as one, we gotta move as one. I know y'all.